trade your expectations for appreciation and your whole life becomes a miracle. This is a quote from Tony Robbins that we will explore today, and we will see how we can apply it in our own life. There is actually another version of this quote as well. It says, "Trade your expectations for appreciation and the world changes instantly." Of course, I totally agree with this, and I have some examples from my own life and from the people around me that I hope will inspire you and will make you think about your own life and how you can trade your expectations for appreciation. So first things first, if you have expectations, that's okay. It's human, it's normal, and it's really not that easy to manage these expectations, especially when it comes to something that's very meaningful for you, very emotional. And I believe that the only people that have no expectations probably are the enlightened masters of this world, those that are really, really evolved from a spiritual standpoint. But that being said, we can choose to firstly see the pattern. Many times when we have expectations and they don't match with reality, we get frustrated, we get mad, or we get sad. We may even get resentful. And that really doesn't serve anyone. Even more so, it steals our joy and our appreciation for the things that are great. Let me give you an example. My mom was very sweet when it came to expectations, especially on her birthday. It was important for her that certain people reached out and wished her happy birthday. And even though she might have received many birthday wishes, even more than she expected, if those certain people didn't wish her happy birthday, she would still be sad at the end of the day. And rationally, I can totally understand. They were people that she has done a lot for, and she had every right to expect them to call on her birthday. But the reality of the situation is that at times, people might just forget, or they might remember a day or two after the actual birthday, or they might have some kind of problem that they need to take care of, or some hard days at work. Truth is, you never know. Of course, it's expected for them to make an effort, but that doesn't mean that they are obligated to do so. I wanted to give you this example because I think it's a very good one, and I hope that you will see this type of pattern in your life as well in some situations, because in spite of all of the joy, all of the wishes that she received, she wasn't able to enjoy them and to appreciate them as much because that feeling of sadness was somehow stronger because of the expectations that she had and the results and the actual reality that she encountered. Of course, now this is a thing of the past. I managed to convince her that it's much better for her to feel the joy and the appreciation and the gratitude for all of the people that wrote and that called her on her birthday rather than focusing on the ones that didn't. And somehow, inspired by what she used to do, I developed a habit in having zero expectations when it came to my birthday. I said to myself, I will appreciate each and every message and call that I get. If someone forgets, that's okay. And if someone actually takes the time to write or to call, I will feel surprised because I wasn't expecting that from anyone. So you can imagine how amazing you can feel when you don't expect anything and you receive quite a lot. I've also implemented this in the work I do and the help that I give. Most of the time, I choose to give as much as possible unconditionally and to do my best in creating the best work that I can and help the best way that I can. But afterwards, I just forget about it. The natural tendency is to expect something when you give something. And to be truly honest, by doing that, I've been disappointed many, many times. And I think I've created this emotional mechanism to help me deal with that disappointment and also to make me a much happier person. And it truly works. Like, when I receive something, I'm much more appreciative of it because I don't feel entitled. But like I said in the beginning, that doesn't mean that I'm doing this all the time. But most of the times I do my best to stay in this mind frame so that I can trade my expectation for appreciation. Expectations make us feel entitled. They make us feel that others are obligated to do things, maybe because we did something for them in the past or something of this kind. And sometimes this works. But many times, as you know, relationships are more complex, and when this doesn't work, we get disappointed and sad, and we don't feel like giving anymore or being involved one way or another. And this is a protection mechanism that our brain puts together in order for us to be safe somehow. And it can protect us from some disappointments, but it also imprisons us. It makes us afraid of giving. And of course, giving is an important part of receiving and of this beautiful virtuous circle that is a pleasure to be in. Also, a spiritual principle that might be very helpful in this situation and in creating this habit of being appreciative rather than having expectations and being entitled is that what you've given doesn't have to come back from the same person. We are all connected, and maybe today you will give something to, I don't know, a poor person. That doesn't mean that he will give you something in return, but that does make you more open to receiving from other places, from other people. When you're afraid of giving and you close up, you close the receiving part as well. And not just from that particular person, but from the world, from your world in general. So that's why I believe that Tony Robbins says, trade your expectations for appreciation and your whole life becomes a miracle. Because it puts you in a positive upward spiral, in this beautiful flux of giving and receiving. And I believe that the miracles happen when we receive from unexpected places, unexpected gifts that actually come from us being in that energy, in that attitude, in that way of life. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't subscribed yet to the Gratitude Podcast, I invite you to do this now. And if you can think of one or two people that will find this useful, make sure you share it with them and you let them know that you have no expectation of them actually listening to it, but that you would appreciate it. Like I would appreciate if you would do it, but I have no expectations in this sense. I wish you an amazing day with less expectations and more appreciation. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Giorgio Benta. Like always, don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.